airmanship skills, your first priority, and your last line of defense in the cockpit. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. Over the past few months, we've been working on the NBAA Safety Committee's top 10 focus areas. Periodically, we've been running one of those topics in a special edition of NBAA's Flight Plan, and this is another in that series. This time, I'm talking with Steve Charbonneau, Deputy Chairman of the Safety Committee and the Senior Manager of Aviation Training and Standards at Altria Client Services. For the purposes of this conversation, he defines great airmanship as the pursuit of the ever-elusive perfect flight.
It begins with a risk analysis of the flight ahead. It follows with good aviation decision-making, and it continues in the airplane with effective management and situational awareness, flight path management, and then following flights with proper debriefing.
The last line of defense are the pilots up front there.
That's Safety Committee member J.R. Russell. He's leader of the Training Advisory Subcommittee and chairman of Proactive Safety Systems based in Denver.
The stick and rudder skills seem to come to mind when people talk about airmanship skills, but when you think about the other skills, like the pilot monitoring skills and the good CRM and threat and air management skills that can elevate the level of safety in a cockpit, if people can hone those skills, then it's certainly an appropriate focus area for the safety committee.
In this emerging age of digital cockpits and the FAA's Next Gen initiative, Russell says developing airmanship skills is often a finely tuned balancing act.
Things are getting more and more complicated and more dependent upon proper automation management, but the balance comes in to where you don't want your crews to be so dependent on the automation that their stick and rudder skills sort of atrophy.
Charbonneau says that can be a challenge when it comes to training in an increasingly complex airspace.
We tend to focus on those stick and rudder skills during our recurrent training, but when we fly the airplane, we tend to only use the automation skills. So we don't really get an opportunity to test those automation skills in a simulator or loft environment. And this is where the work of the Training Advisory Committee, I think, will really help business aviation.
But what about single pilot operators? I'll have that for you in just a moment. But first, please, this note from our friends at the Airplane Geeks.
This week on the Airplane Geeks podcast, we talk with Chris Sloan, founder of Airchive.com and president and founder of 2C Media. We talk about the broadcast aviation programs he's produced and his association with Airways Magazine. Also, airline passenger rights violations, commercial air safety, and some announcements from Oshkosh. Find us at AirplaneGeeks.com, where we talk aviation.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. I'm talking with NBAA Safety Committee members Steve Charbonneau and J.R. Russell about airmanship skills, one of the committee's top 10 focus areas. J.R. says as the workload increases for single pilot operators, it's increasingly important to develop and rely on standard operating procedures.
We believe that that is the way to handle this high threat environment, particularly single pilot, because it's so easy, especially with the advanced instrumentation, the Garmin 1000s and all the neat G-Wiz stuff. And if you've only got one set of eyes in the cockpit, those two eyes are drawn into the G-Wiz stuff. And, you know, that adds an additional threat. It's just more balls in the air when you're single pilot.
To help better our airmanship skills, the Safety Committee is developing a training management system guide that Russell says is patterned much like the safety management system guide issued by ISBAO.
It shows operators how they can take a systematic approach to not only identifying their training needs, but also then implementing the training and then coming back and making sure that the training they implemented had the desired effect.
You'll soon be able to find the Training Management System Guide on the NBAA website, so stay tuned. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.